Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1891. 3 Uncommon Tips You Can Use Today to Get in Better Shape by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 3 Uncommon Tips You Can Use Today to Get in Better Shape by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. 1. Aim Small, Miss Small. Aim small, miss small is a term used in firearms training. It refers to aiming at a small part of the target, such as the bullseye, instead of the entire target. So, if you miss with your shot, you'll not fall far from the intended target, instead of missing it completely. I found this to be one of the most helpful things to teach my coaching clients, and it'll help you too. In case it needs to be said, I'm not talking about shooting guns. I'm talking about overeating while on a fat loss diet or going off track. When clients first come to see me, they're eager to make changes, which is great because they're hyper-focused, but they're also trying really hard not to fail. Too hard. They mean well, but eventually this backfires, because when they go off the plan, they really go off the plan. In other words, they miss big. When they're off their plan already, it doesn't matter if they follow up their Chick-fil-A with a whole pint of ice cream. They've already overshot their calorie goal by 1,000, so why not make it 2,000 calories? They rationalize starting up again tomorrow, promising themselves they'll be extra disciplined. Extra cardio, extra restriction, extra mental flogging, and extra disappointment when they inevitably fall off track again. And the cycle continues. Well, until I point this out to them and explain everything I'm telling you. My general advice to them and for you is something like this. Get comfortable messing up, because it'll happen again. Don't pop 3 more tires on your car just because you popped 1. And miss small, get back on track as soon as possible with 0 judgment, and learn how to prevent it next time, which we're going to cover next. 2. Practice active patience. This piggybacks off the last point because it's about being mindful of your intensity of effort. It's a balancing act. Going too hard creates too much change at once. It demands more than you can handle and causes overwhelm. Going too easy creates too little change. It's not challenging enough, and lack of results demotivates you. Find the middle ground. Learn to be okay with doing just enough each day. This trains you to be satisfied with accomplishing less on any individual day as a way to accomplish more over the long haul. Doing just enough 6 days per week always beats being perfect once or twice per week. And 3, stop comparing to what you used to do. There are 2 different ways I hear people talk about this. The way you're probably thinking about, which is comparing to their glory days. They used to be an athlete. They used to work out all the time in college, or they used to literally just be a teenager. I've been guilty of this, and I'm sure you have too. But none of these are realistic comparisons. Your life and priorities were vastly different, and you likely had way more time on your hands. Remember when you thought you were busy during your undergraduate studies in college? Or when you were single with no kids? Stop this. The next way, which is less commonly talked about, is comparing to what you used to do last month, 6 months ago, or a year ago. This usually happens when you're following a plan for a while, life surprises you with something inconvenient, then you fall off track. You try to keep your consistency streak going, but it slowly sputters to a halt. In an ideal world, you'd adapt your plan to whatever life events are going on. What's more likely is you now start a new streak of missing days and being off plan. You used to go to the gym 4 days per week. Now you're lucky to go once. You used to track your food or watch what you ate. Now you're happy to fit in a salad at lunch. You used to be crushing it. Now you're just treading water. And why does this happen? I've noticed two patterns after discussing this with clients. One, it's easier to continue not doing anything. And two, you justify not doing anything because you think, what's the point? Going to the gym once per week is stupid and pointless. Yet, instead, you're going to the gym 0 times per week. Logically, it's wrong. Emotionally, it feels right, but it's causing you to be less consistent and only digging your hole deeper. Ignore the past. It has nothing to do with the decisions you make today. Doing something is greater than doing nothing. Having a workout plan and calorie goals are helpful, but that's only half the battle. The other half is knowing how to be consistent with them long term, even with the messiness of our lives. There are skills you can learn to live life how you want, then mold your fitness goals around that. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Uncommon Tips You Can Use Today to Get in Better Shape by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to go back to something today's author, Matt, said that I feel is really important. Matt talked about going too hard and how that creates too much change all at once. And sometimes we expect ourselves to be perfect right off the bat. In other words, we might set unrealistic goals for ourselves. We set the bar too high at the beginning, so high that it's unlikely we'd even come close to reaching it. That can result in frustration really, really quickly. We don't want frustration to hit us right in the beginning when we're just starting out. We want to experience wins to help keep us going. Even if the wins seem small for right now, they're still likely meaningful. So don't aim too low either, but don't be completely unrealistic. As Matt said, find that middle ground. Remember, you can always adjust your goals to help you find that middle ground. All right, that'll do it for today. Don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A episode. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.